with the Griswold Community School District. Extra special guest today, Nigel Horton, but that's not the extra special.
There's nothing special about me.
It is, but we have super extra special guest today. Who do we have with us today, Mr. Horton?
We have my three daughters. So we have Cece, Scout, and Piper with us this morning.
Very good.
Bosses.
They absolutely. So I'm going to start, Cece, with you. What grade are you in, Cece?
I'm in sixth grade.
Let me make sure that I have that mic turned up. Let me see that for a second. I may have muted that mic. Let's do this. There. Okay. There you go. All right. What grade are you in, Cece?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade when you were here. So who's your teacher?
My homeroom is Miss Fink.
Okay. And when were you here last, Cece?
I think I was in fourth grade.
You seem like you were like this tall last time you were here. How's the school year gone for you?
I'm ready for it to be over.
What time did you have to get up and get here this morning?
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning. Was that tough?
A little bit.
Tell me some of the things that you like to do. You guys go to the lake, you like basketball. Tell me some of the things you like.
I like to play basketball and volleyball.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Basketball.
Okay. And?
I also like to run. I really enjoy running.
Oh, wow.
We had a track meet last week.
How'd that go?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
What do you run?
Like 400, 200s.
Oh, yeah.
Like around there.
The 400 is a killer. It's a killer, is it not? I mean, it's tough. Okay, so Cece with me. We have a question we're going to have here in just a minute, but next let's go to Piper. Piper, how are you?
Good.
What grade are you in, Piper?
Second grade.
Second grade. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Lawson.
What do you like most about school? Recess, getting out, looking forward to summer.
Recess, probably.
Okay, all right. Your teacher again is who?
Mrs. Lawson.
What time did you get up this morning?
5:15.
Okay. Very cool. 5:15. Is that hard?
Yeah.
How did your dad, did he tell you he's going to get you something like breakfast or something? Do you have to go to school today? How did he get you up? Yeah.
Just told you time to go.
Just got time to go. All right. What do you like to do? Fun. And go to the lake?
Yeah, go to the lake.
Okay.
Play outside, right?
Yeah. Help
you
today.
What are some of the things you guys are playing outside right now?
Wiffle ball.
Oh.
That's the big thing in our neighborhood is wiffle ball. Wiffle ball and knockout. So they were playing wiffle ball last night till it was about dark. We had to call you guys in, didn't it? Or was it knockout last night?
It was knockout.
Wiffle ball and knockout are the two big things.
There you go. A lot of kids in the neighborhood to play? All right. And we have Cece and Piper and Scout. Scout, what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Third grade. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Meese.
What do you like most about school?
Art.
Okay. What about, you like going to the lake, playing knockout, playing wiffle ball? Who's the best wiffle ball player?
There's a kid in our neighborhood named Ben Saar.
He's really good, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about knockout?
I got Ben out last night, so
you take the rain.
Like it. So, all right. So, are you looking forward to summer?
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to for summer?
Getting to go to the lake and jumping off the front of the boat.
All right. You got some girls that like the lake here, Mr. Horton.
We do. None of them mentioned, though, going to Creighton games. A little disappointed in that.
I was thinking that's fun, too, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
We had the East Mills track meet. They did a great job. They had their elementary track meet last week, so the girls went and did that. Scout, what did you run in the East Mills track meet?
The 100, 200, and 800.
Oh, wow. Were you tired after that was over?
Yes.
I would think so, too. Wow. What's your best? What do you like most? The 100, the 200, or the 800?
The 100.
What about you, Piper? What did you run last week?
100.
Okay.
100, 200, 400, and 800.
Oh, my word. You have some track stars here, so what's your favorite?
800, I got first place.
Okay. Oh, you did? Well, good for you. That's awesome. First place. Okay. So let's do this. Cece, I'm going to have you read the birthdays for us this morning. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay. Happy birthday today to
Ron Lineman.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Ron.
Kyle and Laura Cross.
They're celebrating their anniversary today.
And Sarah Kuhlman.
Sarah Kuhlman. Happy birthday, Sarah. Or your neighbor.
Yep, those are neighbors, yep.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, guys. You ready to do this? You know what Sunday is?
Mother's Day.
Yes, it's Mother's Day. So I'm going to ask you a question, and we're going to say, just tell me what you think. Okay, first.
Now, Scout, Aaron knows that when I come to the radio, he can't quiz me because I go blank.
Uh-huh.
Pop quizzes were never my thing, so he's breaking the number one rule of coming to the radio with him this morning.
But this is about your mom, right? So we're gonna. So what's your mom's name?
Rachel.
How and whoever wants to jump in here can. Some of these you may not want to answer. I don't know. Your mom is how old?
40.
She's 40 now.
Yeah, 40. She's 40.
She's 40. Okay.
I know we're the best.
And what's your mom's job is what?
She's the council bus attendance and graduation coordinator.
Okay, you ready for a hard one? You ready for a hard one? Your mom's favorite food is what?
Oh, she likes chips and dips.
Oh. Wow. Okay. What makes your mom laugh? What happens? What makes your
when
mom
my dad mispronounces something?
or when I get home saying that I almost missed the bus.
Okay. What does your mom always say? Does she have a saying that she always says to you guys?
I'm not going to help you if you're being rude. That's mostly to me, but.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Green. Wow, this is impressive. Impressive. Okay, a tough one. You ready for a tough one? Your mom's favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Your mom's, what's her best dish? What does she cook that you like the most?
Mac and cheese.
All right.
What?
So, if your mom had time, and she's busy, obviously, she works, three daughters, and she takes care of Nigel, which is a big task. What does she like to do in her free time?
Read or go get a spa.
There you go. I think they nailed it, Mr. Horton. What can you say about that? Here's what I want to know. Would you have done as well as your daughters?
Pretty unlikely. I would probably have to phone a friend, one of these girls, to help me with a couple of those.
Uh-huh. Well, it is a real pleasure. I'm happy that your dad brought you down. Again, we have with us Mr. Horton, the Griswold Elementary principal, and we have with us Scout and Piper and Cece this morning with us, Mr. Horton's three daughters. And they're just remarkable young ladies, Mr. Horton. I know you would agree with that.
Well, thanks. Sometimes they cause a little bit of trouble in our lives, but what would we do without that, right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Okay, I have one more. Okay, so this is individual. You ready? So, Cece.
Yes?
My mom and I like to...
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Piper, my mom and I like to... Go hang out together. Go to the lake.
Go shopping. That's mine.
Go shopping. Okay.
No, I literally just.
Okay. Cece. Go shopping.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. Piper?
I don't know.
if you guys got a mom daughter.
What do you do?
Go out to eat and read.
Is your name Piper?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Here we go, guys. Again, we have Mr. Horton with us, Nigel Horton, the elementary principal. We have Piper and Cece and Scout. All right, Mr. Horton. Okay. Can we talk about school a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about school a little bit.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on Step Up Day. Is that coming up or gone? When is that?
We're kind of right in the middle of it. As you know, listening this week, everyone's kind of in that transition of...
Certainly.
We're not sure whether we're coming or going in the school world. We just know we're going.
Yeah.
But the end of the year is starting to wrap up. But with that comes a lot of excitement, a lot of things that are maybe a little bit different with the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So we have students kind of doing culminating activities and starting to think about next year for our fifth graders. So this week and next week, we have our fifth graders that are participating in Step Up Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done between our classrooms. So half of our fifth graders went on Tuesday, and the other half will go next Tuesday.
Okay.
So this week, Mr. Almaline's class spent the morning in junior high. They were practicing transitioning just from classrooms, getting ready that junior high schedule. The big thing for our fifth graders, as you can imagine, is they have lockers next year.
Yep.
They have the combination locks.
That's a challenge.
That is a challenge. Yeah. So I was helping some of the kids as well and just, you know, getting down the routine of getting into their lockers and working on combinations. So all the other new things that come along with kind of a new schedule and stepping up into sixth grade. So we started working on that this week. And then next week, the other half of our fifth graders will do the same thing. So
that is, you know, that was Will's biggest concern going into to middle school.
That is all of them.
The locker combination.
Yep.
And making sure he could get his locker open.
And I don't know if it's all of them, but it's a huge majority of their worries.
I mean, it was a big concern for him.
We take some time and during the step-up day where they just get to work on combinations and practice that routine of what that looks like. So help ease their mind a little bit. Let them know they can do it.
Now, you do the same thing for your preschool students, right?
Yeah, similar. We don't have to worry about locker combinations.
Yeah,
no
right,
locker
right.
combinations for our preschoolers. But on Monday, coming up this week on Monday, so next Monday, our preschool students will be doing preschool to kindergarten step-up day. This is a little bit shorter of an experience for our preschoolers for obvious reasons, but the students get introduced to the classroom and the teachers. They do some reading, get a read-aloud book. And so those students who are currently enrolled, we have them all set up to go for that. But we were taking some calls this week like we do every year. Some students who will be in kindergarten and enrolling in our district next year. So if you've not made that phone call and would like your child to participate in that, give us a call in the main office and we will get you set up for that for next week. So that is next Monday afternoon that we will be doing that. That is Monday the 11th.
Okay. All right. Where are we going from there, Mr. Horton?
Well, on that note, we had our preschool registration. As you might remember, I talked about last month, but we had that on April 20th.
Yep.
If you were not able to be there, it is not too late. We still have some spots. This is the time where we start finalizing those spots. So we encourage you to call the main office and get your child registered for preschool if you've not done that yet. So just a quick reminder, your child needs to be 4 on or before September 15th. To qualify for free 4-year-old preschool at Griswold.
All right. What's a signing day?
Hey, that's a pretty cool thing. So we had our senior signing day earlier this week. That was on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Those seniors are coming down to their last day. So that signing day is the students who, not the students, all the seniors get to really show. It's a combination for the parents, but it's also a way for our younger kids to see the great things that the seniors are accomplishing. So they sign in the line and just sign where they're going, whether that is to a trade school, whether that's heading into the workforce or a trade.
Have you always done that?
That's new. This is our second year doing that.
Okay.
So Amy Akers, our high school guidance counselor, it's something that she envisioned. And so we have all of our students in the gym. We invite parents in and we do that senior signing day.
That's cool.
And it's cool for all of our kids, not just our students who are maybe going on for an extracurricular, but the students who, whatever they're doing, a workforce, a trade school,
Very cool.
College, whatever it is. So.
All right. And your K-4 students have a field trip. Is this coming up here very soon, it looks like.
Yeah, so actually tomorrow, and I have that on for tomorrow's, once we get down to the schedule, but tomorrow our fifth graders, I'll get the opportunity to go with them. We go to the state capitol tomorrow, our fifth graders, and so that will be tomorrow. Then our K-4 students, we have kind of a building-wide field trip that is coming next week, so that is next Friday. So if you've not turned in your permission slip for that, please get it done. Why our K-4 students are doing that, our fifth graders are going to be doing a service project within the community. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Mr. Nigel Horton with me this morning, the elementary principal with the Griswold Community School District. We also have with us Scout, Piper, and Cece Horton with us this morning. So extra special guests. It really elevated the whole thing, Mr. Horton, by bringing your daughters along.
It did. I'll probably hear about it on the drive home, maybe something I did wrong or didn't do.
No, you did. They're welcome anytime. I think you guys need to make him swing through and get your breakfast this morning. I think that definitely is in line. So
I agree.
Yeah, so there you go.
These girls have found the coffee for, you know, those coffee drinks that they've really started.
No way.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
Uh-huh. So I shouldn't say coffee. Maybe it's the coffee shop. They found that there's not just coffee at the local coffee shop.
There are other things, too. So I love it. So, Mr. Horton, it's kind of we're closing in on the end of the year here. It's definitely within sight, and it seems like it gets really busy. Tell me what's going on, activities that we want to touch on here that are going on.
Yeah, let's do that. So Thursday, May 7th, that's today, we have co-ed track at Southwest Valley. Friday, May 8th, fifth grade to the state capitol. junior high co-ed track at Southwest Valley. Saturday, May 9th, boys golf at Coon Rapids Bayard. Monday, May 11th, junior high co-ed track home at 4 o'clock and girls track at Fremont Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, May 12th, as I shared, is that fifth grade step-up day. That'll be for the other half of our fifth graders. Then we have our high school spring concert. And then on Tuesday, May 12th, our last Tiger Time activity. And Aaron, you remember that Tiger Time that I've talked about. It's something I'm really proud of in our district and our school. But that Tiger Time is we have a mentor for every single student in our building.
That's pretty cool.
A mentor that is a student. So, for example, we had our preschool buddies. They were there for our signing day for our seniors. We got some pictures with them at signing day on Monday. They sat with them for a little bit, but just a way to make a real-life mentor and someone they can look up to. So our last one of the year will be on Tuesday.
Very cool. Other activities, Mr. Horton?
Wednesday, May 13th, our traditional one-hour early out. Boys sectional golf and then Tiger Time. They'll be working on Hope Squad. Thursday, May 14th, senior breakfast at 7:30. Senior walkthrough. Our seniors walk through the hallway and just say one final goodbye to our elementary students. Then graduation rehearsal. State qualifying track at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. FFA meeting at 5, and then during our Tiger Time Day, that's FBLA meeting. So Friday, May 15th, seniors checkout, junior high conference track at Sydney, 4 o'clock, girls golf, and then Tiger Time with our FFA officers. Saturday, May 16th, Aaron, it is crazy to me that I'm going to say these words because the year just flew by, but varsity softball scrimmage home versus Atlantic.
Yeah.
5:30 on Saturday, May 16th.
Wow.
It's softball season already.
I can't believe that.
Me either. And then Sunday, May 17th, graduation at 2 o'clock.
Okay. I can't believe that graduation is, that we're already talking about graduation. I want to know a little bit. Somebody tell me about attending signing day on Monday. Can you guys tell me about that? Can you tell me about signing day?
We did go to see my dad.
Tell me about that. What happened? Tell me about signing day. See, he left this out, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So tell me about it.
We went up there and we surprised him. He did not know we were coming.
And what happened with that? Why did we surprise him? Because he was recognized because he is really, really good at his job. So tell me about that. Was there something else that happened? Did he get like a belt or something?
Yes, he got like a WWE like wrestling belt.
So was that fun?
Yes.
Do you have the belt? Is it like hanging? Did he wear it around his shoulder or what did he do with it?
He was just holding it.
and your mom was there as well?
Yes, she was.
So that's because he was the principal of named principal of the year, right?
Yep.
Well deserved. So very cool. So and well deserved, Mr. Horton, and had your whole family there. That had to be pretty special, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a very special time, so it was nice of them to do that, and it was a special time. I'm glad they were there with me for it. So
thanks for letting me know about that, too. So I think there needed to be a photo. Did you see the photo of your dad throwing pancakes off of the roof?
What?
No,
did
but
you
I
guys?
Wanna.
Did you guys
I
do wanna. That? Yeah. So, there you go. So that's a pretty exciting thing, too. All right, Mr.
Very
Horton.
Exciting
so,
times.
That's awesome, really.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks for bringing your daughters down.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming down. And I know that it's been a quite a year. We're getting close to the end of the year. So
yeah.
I know that there are other things that maybe we need to touch on here.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out. So recently we lost our fifth grade teacher, Mr. Almaline. He was with us this year, but I just want to give just recognize him and his family for everything he's done in Southwest Iowa. Mr. Almaline was a longtime coach in Clarinda and a fourth grade teacher. He spent 24 years in the Clarinda district. We were fortunate enough to have him for the last year. And you want to talk about a guy who just cared about kids. Mr. Almaline is an incredible person. And shout out to him and his family. And just we're thinking about them. And we just want to honor him for everything he has done. So.
You bet. Absolutely. Some of those things are difficult, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah, he was a special, special guy, one of the great ones. So
very
Mr.
good.
Almaline and Mr. Almaline's family know that we loved them and appreciated everything he did for our kids.
Thank you, Mr. Horton. Thanks for coming down and visiting with me. Thanks to visiting with your young ladies here. Again, Cece, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on yet this morning?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for coming down. Are you excited about today, the end of the year,
yes.
summer, going to
yes.
the lake?
Anything we missed,
yeah.
Scout?
Scout?
No.
Anything else we need to touch on?
No.
How about Piper?
Piper anything?
Piper?
No.
No? You're a blessed man, Mr. Horton. You are a blessed man, that is for
sure. I
sure am. So, great family, and certainly appreciate you young ladies for coming down and visiting with me. Anything else, Mr. Horton, we need to touch on?
No, I think that...
do we have planned for Mom's Day? Oh, maybe we can't tell.
Well, we can't tell.
We can't tell.
She's probably listening. We'll probably be in the car, I'm guessing. So we'll make sure that we're not fighting in the car. That will be the priority for Mother's Day.
And she'll appreciate that very much.
She will.
I'm sure that she will. Nice to see you all. Thanks for coming down. Make it a great day. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for stopping by.
When it's time to decide who to trust with your insurance needs, make Armor Insurance your first stop. See Janet and Griswold.